Time now for information from the Breakfast Club on our news. We'll head out to John Boggs at Ponderosa in Portland. John?
Hey, Rob. We're here with Donald Gillespie and Trent Paxson from the Fair Board. You know, a couple of years ago, Donald, you were on the air with us, and I told you I wanted one of those red shirts that all the Fair Board members wear. I don't want one.
You don't want one?
Nope. You guys work far, far too hard to get those shirts.
I'm sure we can get you one. Yeah. There's no problem at all.
Yeah, I'll bet. If I could get the shirt without having to put in all the effort that you guys put in, that'd be pretty good. But nope, don't want to do the work. You guys work far too hard. And there are a bunch of you. How many are on the Fair Board?
There's actually 15 Fair Board members and their wives.
Okay. So you have 30 personnel to pull upon.
Well, some of us don't have wives.
Oh, so, okay. That's right.
That's all right, John. But no, there's 15
Are you of advertising?
No, okay. No, definitely not.
Okay.
And I think a good place to start, of course, would be recognizing those Fair Board members, because each one of them has a responsibility during the fair and pre-fair. So Kyle Stockton, Ralph Grepner, Rick Niergarter, Gary Stewart, Ron Craig, Rob Weaver, Trent Paxson, Kurt McLaughlin, Bob Lyons, Travis Thur, Al Comfer, Brian Aker, and Rob Penrod would be the 15.
Okay. Don
Gillespie.
And Don Gillespie.
Yeah.
And not only do you have a lot of them, you have a lot of hard workers there, too. How often do you guys meet during the year?
Normally, we meet once a month on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
However, during the month of July, we meet every Monday.
Okay.
Just to prepare. I mean, you know, as we get closer, of course, we're meeting more often. During fair week, we meet once a day. Every morning, we meet at 8 a.m. and go over the strategy for the day and anything that needs to be addressed.
And then I've seen in the book here that everybody's in charge of two or three different areas.
Yeah, everybody in the book, if you receive the fair book, usually the first person listed is in charge of that particular event.
Okay.
Also, I did forget our president of our organization, Tom Zimmerman. I guess I'll get fired tonight. Yes.
Don't worry, Donna. It's going to take more than that to get fired. That's for sure.
You'll get fired on the 29th.
There you go.
One other thing, along with the Junior Fair Board, with the Fair Board members, we have several Junior Fair Board members and then volunteers. They're students or young kids. And the total of Junior Fair Board and volunteers, we have about 16. That help us out as well. And with so many more activities that we're doing the last few years, it takes a lot more people to run those activities and to make a go of everything.
Sure. I know this year you put a new roof on the round building. Every year you seem to be making lots of improvements at the fairgrounds, and that was one of them. What else has happened?
Well, we put a roof over the restroom facilities, both restroom facilities. We were able to roof those.
Uh-huh.
We actually were trimming trees before the storm hit. Then we were cutting up trees when the storm hit.
They helped you trim, yeah.
We actually lost 6 trees during that storm.
Yeah, you lost the great big one by the
secretary's office. One thing I do want... We get recognized quite a bit, John, but it's not about us. This is really about the community and the volunteers.
Okay.
Because anytime you walk by a food stand, those people are all volunteers for this organization. It's just tremendous. I bet you there's over 200 volunteers that you don't think about. Those are the real people that need to be recognized each and every year for the Jay County Fair.
You're right.
And, you know, we wear red shirts. If everybody wants to wear a red shirt one day, we'll have it. We'll put you to work, too, I'm sure. But, no, it's the volunteers, the organizations. All those people make the Jay County Fair.
Now, I know that most of our food booths are for Jay County organizations. I don't know if other county fairs do that or not, but it seems like... It really makes it nice because we have local people serving the food. The profits from that go back into their service organizations and do good works in the county. It just seems to be a good policy. But beyond that, it gets everybody involved in the fair.
And that's what we like. We like to involve as many people as we can. And, you give those guys kudos because not only do they do the fair, 2 weeks later they have to do the Tri-State Engine Show.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they did the bike show. So those people are wore out. Do 1 week.
Yep.
They do several weeks of nothing but food. And I don't know if you've ever worked in one of those booths.
They are hot.
Last year,
time on the other side of the counter.
I was actually a fry guy last year during the engine show.
Uh-huh.
I'll never be a fry guy again. I was literally wore out in 3 hours of time.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And... you know, I looked at those people, and they're not getting any younger.
No.
So if you, anybody's younger listening out there, you need to join one of these service clubs and help them out. Mm-hmm. They need you. We need you as a community.
Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, we get some calls occasionally at the radio station for the fair, and I know there are a lot of people who inquire about coming into Jay County because they want to be part of the fair. And it's really nice that we do restrict it to our own service organizations. But we've got some other people that you need to thank, too.
Well, there's too many people to thank, but I'd like to, first of all, start thanking my corporate sponsors. These are sponsors for the day. The Optimus, Portland and Evening Club, Jay County Hospital, the FCC here in Portland, First Bank of Bern, Patriot Sportswear, Old National Bank, Kathy Subler State Farm, and Main Source Bank.
Okay, okay. Well, let's go back to Rob and pay a couple bills. And when we come back, we'll get into the meat of the fair. We'll find out what activities are happening when and what's new and what's come back from popular demand. But right back to you, Rob.